Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, chance of rain this afternoon, upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, chance of sprinkles early, partly cloudy skies, 43. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear, 42. For Friday, sunny, breezy. We'll see highs at 70. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Many parents and educators are excited over the news that the Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine by next week for youngsters aged 12 to 15. Officials are hoping that extending vaccinations to children will drive down the nation's caseload even further and allow schools to reopen with minimal disruption this fall. It could also reassure parents and teachers alike. While children are less likely to get seriously ill from the coronavirus, they can still get sick and spread it to others as well. In a related story, Dillon's Health, the healthcare division of the Kroger Company, announced yesterday that it will offer the COVID-19 vaccines on a walk-in basis without the need to schedule an appointment. Dillon's is now offering Pfizer, Moderna, and the J&J vaccines, which may vary by location. You can learn more by going online at Dillon's.com/COVID vaccine. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero UK. Member 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer details. Expires 5/31/21.
Two Republican legislators are considering running for Kansas Attorney General in 2022. House Speaker Pro Tem Blaine Finch of Ottawa said yesterday he's looking at the race and will decide after lawmakers finish this month with their business for the year. Senate Judiciary Chair Kelly Warren of Leawood said people are encouraging her to run, but she hasn't made a definitive decision. Attorney General Derek Schmidt is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach announced his candidacy for Attorney General last week. Finch has served in the House since 2013, and Warren was first elected to the legislature in 2018. State lawmakers are one step closer to doing something more than two-thirds of Kansans say they want, which is to legalize marijuana. The bill will most likely not pass this year, but KTV reports the state is inching closer to something most lawmakers say they believe will happen before they face re-election. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska state lawmakers have rejected an attempt to steer more money into Nebraska's small rural K-12 schools, many of which receive little aid from the state because they have few students and are surrounded by valuable farmland. Supporters of the bill argued, however, that it isn't fair for farmers to shoulder most of the cost of their local schools, while districts in Omaha, Lincoln, and other cities get hundreds of millions of dollars in state assistance. Larger schools say they have more students and greater needs. Lawmakers voted 23-12 in favor of the bill, two votes shy of the majority needed to advance it. Now to COVID. The number of new virus cases in the state has declined to levels not seen since last July. But the pace for vaccinations is also slowing down across Nebraska. The state reported 1,166 new cases during the 7 days ending Saturday. That's down 29% from the 1,653 cases the week before. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all at one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported in Washington County May 1st. Michael Purcell of Barnes lost control and struck a tree off K-15 Highway south of 11th Road. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. An injury accident in Marshall County March 2nd has led to charges filed against Daniel Ellis, who fled from Blue Rapids Police and then crashed off Carden Road south of U.S. 36. He was extricated from the vehicle by Jaws of Life and transported to CMH in Marysville. Multiple counts of criminal damage to property, as well as reckless driving, disorderly conduct, domestic battery, and disorderly conduct and assault have been filed in the case. Barnes Fire Department answered a call to a vehicle fire at K-9 and All-American Road May 1st, and responded April 28th to a fire off K-148, just west of 115th Road. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity has announced planned construction of a new home in Blue Rapids at 704 Genesee. Highland Community College construction technology students are assisting with the project, framing the structure being built for the John and Mary Snyder family currently living in Marysville. Contributions toward the effort in materials or funding may be left with the Habitat Thrift Shop in Marysville. Washington City Council recently approved giving an industrial park lot for expansion of a grain storage facility for Kansas Territory Brewing, which could lead to additional future employment opportunities. Construction is to begin soon. A new principal at Valley Heights USD 498 Junior Senior High School has been hired to replace Chad Kenworthy, who's taking a post as assistant principal of instruction at Concordia High next year. Michelle Palmgren, age 54, of Solomon, has 24 years teaching at Salina South and will take the junior-senior high post at Valley Heights next year. USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel has announced his resignation as he moves on to a similar post at Riverside USD 114. A search committee has been identified, and Wetzel will work through the end of June. A proposal for improvements at the Hanover football field was approved by the USD 223 school board recently. Two of four phases, including a new building at the top of the hill that will replace concessions and press box facilities, will include restrooms. New bleachers will be built into the west side hill as well. Total project cost is $372,000. A new scoreboard and visitor seating were considered, but will not be done at this time. Work is to begin soon with completion by the fall football season. Amy E. Klepper-Medell, age 39, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Amy Klepper Medell. Mina L. Barr, age 96, formerly of Rural Liberty, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned May 29th at Mission Creek Presbyterian Church, Rural Liberty. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mina Barr.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef tips over egg noodles, sliced carrots and pears. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, peas, and sliced pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. Your donation will grow the fund used for fair activities and necessities. Your gift is vital in helping maximize the match. Thank you for your support.
Each year, the Community Memorial Healthcare Foundation sends out a year-end appeal asking donors to consider giving towards identified needs within the hospital. These are generally pieces of medical equipment used by the staff to care for patients. They still have several items to fund and invite you to partner with them to make a difference in the lives of many. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a weak low-pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us a chance for some rain showers this afternoon with maybe a few sprinkles as we head into tonight. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves back into the area tomorrow into Friday, sunny skies, before our next low will bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will range in the 60s and 70s over the next few days. So across the area, increasing clouds, upper 60s, could see a chance of rain this afternoon. Tonight, chance of sprinkles, partly cloudy skies around 43. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear, lower 40s. As we enter Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, highs around 70. Friday night, chance of rain showers late, we'll see lows at 50 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 74. Record high on this date hits 99. The average low 50 and the record low is 30. Sunset this evening 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24. Sunny skies, a chilly 34 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 5th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come experience all the unique and wonderful things that Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha counties have to offer during the Big Kansas Road Trip this year, May 6th through the 9th. Visit BigKansasRoadTrip.com for more information or find us on Facebook or Instagram by searching for Big Kansas Road Trip.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 in excellent condition, a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Enjoy your Sonic.
Chili, cheese. They both have a cha and a cha, almost like a cha-cha. So you got okay. The chili and the cheese, the fried onion strings, and now you're moving. You're feeling good. You're smiling a little
bit. Yeah.
The new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Coney, made with crunchy fried onion strings, flavorful chili, and perfectly melted delicious cheese. Choose between a cheeseburger and a Footlong Coney. It's Twisted, y'all. Try one half price in the app. Only online or in the Sonic app. Add-ons extra. Limit one. Not good with other offers. At participating Sonic drive-ins for a limited time.
Revenge in the Big Apple. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Meeting for the first time since they were sent home in the 2019 American League Championship, the Yankees' wait for revenge on the Astros was worth it in front of a raucous crowd in the Bronx.
Swung on, a little dribbler down third. Going to be a tough play. Bregman, bare hands, throws, not in time. The ball goes past Gurriel. Here comes the second run in. Here comes the third run. He is going to be safe.
The call on WFAN, Astros third baseman Alex Bregman's error cost Houston three runs and a four-run six for the Pinstripers. The Yanks topped the Astros 7-3 to move a game over 500. Late game magic helped the Cubs take two from the defending champions.
Bodie will hit a fly ball right field. Cubs, you're going to win the ball game.
On WSCR, David Bodie's single in the bottom of the ninth helped the Cubbies walk it off on the Dodgers 4-3. The win gave Chicago a doubleheader sweep following their 7-1 win in the opener. After being embarrassed in the first game of their doubleheader, Charlie Blackmon salvaged the Rockies' day with one swing.
3-2 pitch. Well hit to right field. And it is. Touch them all time!
On KOA, Blackman's walk-off three-run homer capped a six-run seventh-inning rally for Colorado, stunning the Giants 8-6 for a doubleheader split. NBA, the Bucks continue their dominance over some of the Eastern Conference's best.
Hands back to Drew Holiday. Moves it left. Giannis on a drive. Bumps. Lays it in and a foul.
The call on WFAN. Trailing by six with less than 10 minutes remaining, Milwaukee erupted for an 18-1 run. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 36 points. The Bucks pulled away from the Nets for a 124-118 win. Milwaukee also clinched its third consecutive playoff berth and sits a game and a half behind Brooklyn for second in the East. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new study released demonstrates switching to biodiesel results in a number of significant health benefits, like decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reduced asthma attacks. The fuel research conducted at 13 sites in the U.S. exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution used well-established EPA air dispersion modeling tools coupled with health risk assessments and benefit valuations to assess the public health benefits and resulting economic savings of converting from petroleum-based diesel to 100% biodiesel, known as B100. The research, sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board, support by the Nebraska Soybean Board, South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, California Advanced Biofuel Alliance, the Iowa Soybean Board, Wisconsin Soy Marketing Board, in addition to promotional support from the Soybean Checkoff. Now, biodiesel is readily available, a low-carbon, renewable fuel made from a diverse mix of resources like recycled cooking oil, soybean oil, and animal fat. U.S. manufacturers rely on U.S. soybean oil as the primary feedstock for biodiesel. It was first domestically produced and commercially available fuel to meet the EPA's definition of an advanced biofuel. Well, the Biden-Harris administration, they say, has been on a mission to build back better. And so after 100 days of their administration, over the last 100 days, USDA has worked to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, promote racial justice and equity, address mounting hunger and nutrition insecurities, rebuild the rural economy, strengthen and building fairer markets for farmers and producers, and addressing the impact of climate change through climate smart practices. The results, they say, are many. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer.
We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Choosing the right replacement windows for your present home or for your new construction is critically important. Let Hometown Lumber and Hardware guide you in finding the right style for your home. But there's more to consider than just their beauty. When you choose windows with superior thermal insulating properties, your home will stay warmer in winter and cooler in summer. Your new windows will stand the test of time and look great doing it. Find them at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. A big day on Tuesday for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. We saw some struggles in the cattle complex, but boy, corn, soybeans, and wheat did well. May corn up 12 and a half, 744 and three quarters. July up 17 and a quarter at 696 and three quarters. Each of the back months was double digit higher. May soybeans up 16 and three quarters at 1577. July beans up 14 and a quarter at 1538 and a quarter. Once again, like corn, all the back months were double-digit higher. May soybean meal up $7.30 at $4.23.50. July was up $6.40 at $4.21.50. Soy oil was mixed. The front month, May, was down 36 points at $67.95. But July and all the back months were up. July soy oil up 52 points at $63.58. So a pretty strong day for the soybean complex all in all. Kansas City wheat did well. May up 8.5 at 691. July up 10 and 3 quarters at 699 and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets were in the green at the end of the day. Chicago and Minneapolis came along for the ride higher as well. Cotton didn't have a good day. May cotton down 104 points at 86.17. July was down 69 points at 87.17. In the livestock complex, cattle were lower. Hogs were higher. June live cattle down 227 at 113.02. August down 172 at 116.62. Feeder cattle, May down 330 at 129.75. August was down 362 at 143.17. All the back months in feeder cattle were down by around $3 or well over $3, so not a good day there. Hogs, on the other hand, had a pretty strong day. Did some bouncing around over the course of the day, but finished well. May hogs up 45 at 111.15, while June hogs finished the day up 90 at 113.55. So cattle were lower and hogs were higher on Tuesday. Corn, soybeans, and wheat did very well. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Harold Ramirez hit a go-ahead double in the eighth. Pinch hitter Jake Bowers added a two-run homer later in the inning, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3. Strong bullpen work by Nick Sandlin, Nick Whitgren, and Cal Quantrill shut out the Royals over the final four innings as Cleveland rallied from a three-run deficit. Whitgren earned the win, while receiver Josh Stamont took the loss for Kansas City. Salvador Perez had the big highlight for the Royals with a homer that splashed into the fountains an estimated 460 feet from home plate. The Royals will be back in action at 7:10 this evening with the Cleveland Indians. The Wichita Wind Surge won their season opener in Springfield, Missouri. Wichita's Damak Tongcha started the attack with an infield hit and scored the first run in Surge history on a two-out base hit from Mark Contreras. Andrew Bechtold had the second run. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes! Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles! How'd he come out of that
ladder? Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. Seasonal high in the middle 60s on tap for a spring-like Wednesday.
How did the 5th of May go from being a Mexican holiday to an American holiday that celebrates Mexico? The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Singer Adele celebrates her 33rd birthday, and on this day in 1862, the Battle of Pueblo was won by the Mexican army against the French Empire. Not only was it a victory, it was a feat in the sense of sheer numbers. The French had an army of 8,000, while the Mexican army only had 4,000 soldiers. This victory was a morale boost for the Mexican people and created a sense of national unity. However, some mistake the day as Mexican Independence Day, which actually takes place in September. Mexican miners in Southern California began celebrating the day in 1863 by shooting off fireworks, singing, and celebrating their heritage. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Dead on my feet, but I've made plans for tonight. When I'm feeling blue, know just what to do and how to make it right. Seems like I've needed this forever. Myself a night to remember. Dim the lights, lock the door, spread your pictures on the floor. Blow the dust off of our past, let it all come flooding back. As it ain't easy being strong, and when I can't forget you're gone. Style.
once in a while, I just have to give in. 'Cause a woman like you is so hard to lose. You just don't want it to end. I know this can't go on forever, so tonight I'll have a night to remember. Dim the lights, lock the door, spread your pictures on the floor, blow the dust off.